Yes. I have a question. From Cameroon, Brother Chia Christian. Shalom, please. I want Pastor Moses' view on family planning according to the Bible. Is it a sin for couples to make love with no intention of pregnancy to control number of children? Is it biblically correct to carry on a surgical operation on a woman to block future pregnancies? Praise the Lord. I have no scripture for family planning, but listen, praise the Lord. Whatever we do, it is the motive you do it that God judges. Now, it is the motive that God judges. If it is because of your financial estate, amen. For any reason you decide to plan your children in these hard economic times, amen. God sees the motive. If it is, amen. Remember, it is for married couple. I'm talking to married couple, not fornicators. Not adulterers. Adulteresses. I'm talking about married couples. Praise the Lord. If a woman has a medical condition that threatens her life during pregnancy, and she escaped two times by whisker, she almost died twice from conception. He said she takes in, her life is threatened. And on the medical advice, you are told to block the fallopian tube. God judges the motive. God is not a computer. God reasons. Praise the Lord. But if you are also one of these renegade people, who says, I don't want the children, man. I don't want children, man. I don't want disturbance. I want to enjoy my wife. I don't want children running around the house. I don't want children, man. They are renegades. Because the purpose, one of the purpose of marriage is for procreation. When you say you will not procreate, you are going against the commandment of God. Be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth after your kind. So God judges our motive. God bless you. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Sir, please, I want to ask this question. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13.
Read it.
That place say, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the cloud of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. 14, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nation, and languages shall serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that we shall not be destroyed. So my question here is that the Son of Man came with a cloud of heaven to the Ancient of Days. So, and we know that the Son of Man, sometimes in the prophetic, he said, we use it to describe a prophet. But sometimes our Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes you say Son of Man. So this place is talking about the Son of Man came to the Ancient of Days. And the Ancient of Days is the great God himself.
Yes.
So I want to understand the difference between the Son of Man there and the Ancient of Days. God bless you, sir.
Now listen, praise the Lord. Jesus was given dominion. Can you listen to me, sir? Jesus was given dominion. Correct?
Yes, sir.
So who gave him dominion?
God.
God. So it means there is Jesus, the man Jesus.
Yes.
And there is the Ancient of Days.
Yes.
That is referred to as the Father, Jesus, the Son.
Yes.
Now, is corroborated by Apostle Paul. That same revelation, that dominion is given to Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25. Let's read it. For he shall reign. Who is it that will reign?
Jesus.
He said, till he had put all enemies under his feet. Verse 26. We're reading up to verse 28. He said, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Now, he's quoting. For he has put all things under his feet. He has put all things under his feet. But when he said, all things are put under Jesus, under him, it is manifest. It is clear that he who put those things under Jesus, that he is accepted. He's not among the things that are under Jesus. Hallelujah. He's accepted. He's not among. We did put all things under him. He's accepted. Verse 28. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. The divine agenda. That is also what we see in Revelation chapter 5. Let's open it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, let me read it from verse 1 so that we just catch the picture. You read Daniel chapter 7, and these are all confirmation of what Daniel also saw. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Daniel called him the Ancient of Days. Now there is someone that sits on the throne here. A book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Who is he? Who is he?
Jesus.
He said, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the spirit, seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came. Who is that lamb?
Jesus.
Who is that lamb?
Jesus.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So, who is he that came? It was the lamb that came to he that was on the throne. And Daniel called him the Son of Man, and John saw him as a lamb. And all that we see here is the same thing that Apostle Paul saw again in Philippians chapter 2. Let's read it. Philippians chapter 2. Amen. Verse 5. Let this man be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You see? Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I think after reading all these scriptures, you should not ask any more questions. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, you see now, God also had highly exalted him and giving him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Each time is presented You see Jesus, you see a higher authority. Praise the Lord. Can I give you one more scripture? Daniel chapter 2. Hallelujah. That should help you, help all of us, including me, because you quoted Daniel. Now, Daniel, amen.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 2. Nebuchadnezzar saw a dream. Amen. Praise God. And nobody could give the interpretation. Hallelujah. And Daniel came to give the interpretation. Verse 31. Thou, O king, he began to tell him what he saw. Sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest, this is where I am going. Verse 34. Hallelujah. Verse 34. Thou sawest, Daniel said, king, this is what you saw. Till that a stone was cut out without hands. A stone was cut out without hands. And it was cut out of another rock, isn't it? Oh, can we follow very well? Those who love Bible. 34. Thou sawest that a stone was cut out without hands. That is, it moved out by itself. Nobody cut it off. We smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay and break them to pieces. Then was the iron and the clay, brass, the silver and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away that no place was found for them. And the stone was that smote, see, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. He's talking about Jesus Christ. I came from God. Hallelujah. And I go back from God. I mean to God. Praise the Lord. Verse 43. And where thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves. Talking about these, those kingdoms. Because they were talking about the four kingdoms that were to come. And the three have come. We are now in the fourth kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. We shall never be destroyed. Whose kingdom is that? It's a millennial kingdom. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Verse 45. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain. It was cut out of the mountain. That gives you, he said, without hands. That gives you two stones, isn't it? One is a big mountain, and one is a small one that was plucked out of that big mountain. It's talking about Christ and the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord. And so listen, if Christ was cut from God without hands, it left the mountain by itself. Hey. So who is Jesus? Who is Jesus?
God.
He is God in the flesh for the purpose of redemption. So it is a drama taking place for the purpose of redemption. Oh, glory be to God. That's why Jesus is the Almighty
God.
Without controversy. Can we read it? 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy. That scripture says, Great is the mystery of God. His grace is a mystery. What is the mystery? God was manifest in the flesh. Justified in the spirit. Let me explain it to you. Manifest in the flesh through the womb of Mary. And he became Emmanuel. What is the meaning of Emmanuel? God with us. Justified. Justified in the spirit. Why was he justified in the spirit? By the river Jordan. As he came out of the water, a voice spoke with a dove coming. He said, "Behold, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well." Please, what's the next line? Hallelujah. He said, "Sin of angels, preach unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, God was received up into glory without controversy." And Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 says, "He is the image of the invisible God." So, there is the Ancient of Days, and there is Christ, who is also the Ancient of Days in the flesh. Let me show you another scripture. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. "For as much then as the children is referring to children of God, as the children of God, that we are flesh and blood, partakers of flesh and blood, he also, God also himself, likewise took part of the same Emmanuel." Why? So that through death, because as God in the spirit, he cannot die. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And the law of redemption, no human being was qualified. Because before you are qualified to redeem somebody under bondage, you must be free. But all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So no man was in position to deliver another man. That's why nobody was qualified to receive the book from he that sat upon the throne until the Lamb that was qualified. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why we sing unto him, "You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Worthy. You are worthy, Lord. Worthy, oh. You are worthy, Lord. Worthy. You are worthy, Lord. Oh. You are worthy, Lord. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, Lord. Worthy, oh Lord. Glory, honor, and power. Hallelujah. For thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They are, oh, and well created. Amen, amen. The glory. Hallelujah. We sometimes give you an honor, power of mind. Oh, be unto the Lord. Oh, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Be seated one moment. Let me finish. Not too many of us know who Jesus is. This understanding knocks off Trinity. Because the Father, hallelujah, came in the Son. And the Father is a spirit. Praise the Lord. Who is the Father of Jesus? Eh? Oh. Who is the Father of Jesus? Eh? Some people say it's God. Yes, God is the Father. Praise the Lord. God is a spirit. And is the Holy Spirit. So maybe some of you have not seen the scripture. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18 said this is how Jesus was born. Let's read it. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together as husband and wife, she was already pregnant, found with a child of who? She was found with a child of who? Who pregnanted Mary? Who is the father of the child in her womb? So when he said, Father, thank you because you always hear me, who is he referring to? Not Joseph. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But that son, amen. This is who he is. This is who that Jesus is. Who was in the womb. That Hebrew chapter 2. Let's read it now. Verse 14. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14, where we just read. It said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 15. We're reading up to verse 18. And deliver them through death now, and deliver them, you and me, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now see where we are going. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Oh, glory be to God. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that, see the reason he came now, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Oh, that is why he can have mercy. He knows what you go through when hunger comes, when the tempter comes, because he himself was tempted in everything. But when he sits in glory there, he will never have known what human beings are going through. So he came from that cell in the womb of that woman. Hallelujah. God, that woman, to bring forth that virgin birth and incarnated him. And he became Emmanuel, God with us. When they were slapping him and beating him, they didn't know they were slapping their maker. They were crucifying their maker. They were rejecting their creator. Ah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He told the Jews. He said, you are of your father the devil. He said, we be Abraham's children. He said, if Abraham were your father, you would have known me. He said, you do the deeds of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. Praise the Lord. That's a discussion in John chapter 8. And then Jesus told them, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. They look at him. They are not even 50 years yet. Abraham that died so many years. Hallelujah. You are saying, say, this man is possessed. Oh, glory be to God. When did Abraham see him? Abraham see him as Melchizedek. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Go to Hebrew chapter 7. Go to Hebrew chapter 7. Hallelujah. From verse 1. He said, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, tithes. First, being by interpretation, king of righteousness. And after that also, king of Salem, which is king of peace. That is who Abraham saw. He saw a king, a priest of the Most High God. That is who he saw. But who did Abraham see? See the person he saw. That man that he saw, Melchizedek, was without father. No man born him. Without mother. No woman born him. He don't get mama. He don't get papa. No be offer no. Without descent. So you cannot say it's an Igbo man. Well, they're going to sing Igbo song here every time. Igbo, 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 Igbo song. Having need that beginning of this, hey, he has no birth date. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you never change. Ancient of days. Let's read on. Let's read on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Having named the beginning of days, no birthday, no end of life. You know they die. But see what? Made like. Made like. It's not it all. It's only like unto the Son of Man abided the priest continually. Who did Abraham meet as Melchizedek? He met God, the Creator, in a human form. So it's not only in Jesus he has appeared to man like a human being. He has appeared before. He has been appearing like human being before. He came on some occasion to Abraham. They kill meat, they chop barbecue. They chop. But it was the Creator of the heavens and the earth that stepped from eternity to time and just descended in a level that he can communicate with man. That is our God for you. But this time, he didn't come to eat barbecue. He came to save us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He came to offer himself a ransom for many. Not for all. For many. Are they here today? How many of them are here today? Oh my. God bless you. I think I've answered that man's question. Yes. I know why you asked that question. Because we talk about Trinity, not Trinity. So you are getting confused. Let's see the question. From Akwa Ibom State, Asukwa Basi, sir, there are questions that's something in my heart have been asking me. Question one, on that sweet rapture day, when the saints will be raptured, what will be the fate of the little children of the believers and non-believers? Will they all make the rapture? Listen, what happened to the servants of Lot, which he took to Sodom and Gomorrah? It is clear now, they didn't follow him when he left Sodom and Gomorrah. So it means they blended and became homosexuals. Every homosexual, what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah is awaiting you. Every lesbian, praise the Lord. Now, concerning your first question, listen very well. Praise the Lord. God himself is in charge of his agenda for salvation. Amen. Salvation is in three stages. The rapture is in three stages. As Apostle Paul taught us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and chapter 4 verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend. The first stage is what? A shout. Which is the message that is on now. that brings us out of error, gather us around his word. When we come, then we move to the next stage of the rapture, which is the voice of the archangel, which is in the seventh seal that was opened in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And there was silence. And when Abraham made it clear to us, when he came teaching when we open it, it is linked with the seven thunders in Revelation chapter 10. And the seven thunders sounded, and it sounds in the opening of the seventh seal. By when the archangel sounded his voice, the voice of the archangel is that archangel is the archangel in Revelation chapter 10 from verse 1 to 6. And that archangel sounded, that is his voice, a message. And seven thunders uttered their voices. And John was about to write. And the angel told him he should not write. William Branham said there's a reason. Because there's a secret in there that the devil must not know. But I'm telling you that by the time of we reach that stage, there are things that we shall hear that gives us what we call the rapturing faith. Now I know that some followers of the ministry of William Branham said the seven thunders have sounded. Praise God. They all have rapturing faith now. Okay, we are still waiting. Amen. If what they exhibit now is what is called rapturing faith, then I don't know why Apostle John will be told not to write it down. What is it there that he says you not write down? If what they told him not to write is what is in the seals, when the seals are already written. So I believe, praise God, that there is something that will take place between the second stage and the third and last stage. The second stage, which is the voice of the archangel, and the third stage, which is the trump of God. There will be something that will happen. And the Bible says that in a twinkle of an eye, it said, in a moment we shall be changed. And everyone that will be qualified to go in the rapture, something will happen to you that will bring that change. And for now, that change has not come on you yet. Because there's nothing in you now to fly. Jump, make and see. You will come by Yakata. Because that change has not taken place. When that change will take place, we will change, according to Apostle Paul, from mortality to immortality. The body we shall put on will be angelic bodies. Praise the Lord. And Jesus will come and hang in the air, and he will say, come up hither. So I believe, including the children of the believers and things like that, or even the children of the unbeliever, whosoever your name is in the book of life from the foundation of the world, and God knows all of them. Something will happen to everyone, including the children, that we shall go. But until then, my heart would go on singing. Until then,
we joy
will carry on
until that day.
My eyes behold the city until that day. God calls me
say.
until that, my eyes will go on. Until that day, Hallelujah. And I'm aware that a lot of people, please be seated one moment. I'm aware that this doctrine has caused a lot of separation and fights. When you meet carnal people, handle the word of life, you will see nothing but carnality being displayed. I love the way William Branham put it. William Branham said, some say Jesus Christ will come in a horse. Some say he will come like this, he will come like this. And they are fighting themselves. Now, like, he will come like this, he will come. And William Branham said, the important thing is that we all agree Jesus is coming. That's the important thing. So, the next thing is, are you prepared to receive him? And not to kill yourself about how he will come. Thunder reveal, thunder not reveal. Anything that is revealed is supposed to be get you ready for homegoing. Has he been revealed? Is not revealed? But if he come now, are you ready for him? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is well. Thank you very much.